Sanhedrin chapter 6, Mishnah 4. Beisa skila hayagavoshtei komis. So they took this person out and they were going to now stone him. But the way they would actually stone was an interesting thing. They first put him at a height and pushed him off, we'll see. And then if he fell down and he didn't die, then they would only at that point stone him. So the first thing they would do is take him up to the height, and it was two stories high, says the Mishnah. And the reason being they tried to find a height where it would like kill him, but not completely... smash him up, because that then it wouldn't be like honorable in a way. So they try to find a heart which would achieve that. And then echad min adim dechafu al masnav. Then one of the witnesses pushed him. It's also an interesting thing that the witnesses actually put him to death. So they would tie his hands behind his back actually, and then one of the witnesses would push him off that heart. And he fell down. Now then, if he didn't die, nepach al liboy. Then they would turn him. They would turn him. Hoifcho al masnav. They would turn him. So there's a dispute amongst the Rishonim. Some say they turned him onto his side, and some say they turned him onto his back. But they didn't leave him face down, in the sand. They would turn him over so that they could put the rocks on him. In Mace by Yatza, so if he had passed away from falling, then that was obviously done. But if not, Hashani notel esa even vanoisna alibo, then the second witness would take a large stone and drop it onto him and aim for his heart area. And again, they're trying to put him to death as quickly as possible. That's what they were trying to do. They didn't want him to suffer. In Meispa, if he died from that stone in Yatza, then obviously that was done. But if not, then any other person, not the witnesses, could come and stone him. Shnemar, as the pasuk says, Yad ha'edim tiyeh bo barishona, that the hand of the witnesses should be on him first, la misa, in order to kill him, v'yad kol ha'am b'achron, and then the hand of all of the Jewish people would come afterwards. Kol ha'niskalin nisalin, anyone who was stoned was then hung afterwards. They would hang the body up. Tivu Rebbe Eliezer, that's according to Rebbe Eliezer. Chomim armim eino nisle, the only ones that were hung up, Ela hamagadef v'havoda avoda zara, someone who was a blasphemer or someone who worshipped idols. According to the sages, those were the only two people whose bodies were hung after they were stoned. And he brings in the Kati the Lochas like the sages. Ha'ish tolin oisa panav klapaya am, a man was hung up facing the people. Va'isha, a woman, paner klapaya eitz divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Country of Eliezer, a woman was hung facing the wood, the beam that they would hang her from. The Chomim, when the rabbi say, Ish nisle, no, a man was hung, the Aina Isha nisleis, but a woman wasn't hung up at all. Amalin Rebbe Eliezer, so Rebbe Eliezer said to them, Valo Shimon ben Shatach, Tala Nashim ba'Ashkelon, wasn't there an incident with Shimon ben Shatach where he hung women in Ashkelon? You see from the story that women are hung up. So Amrulai, they said back to him, no, Shmoinim Nashim Tala, there were 80 women hung up that day, the Ein Danim Shnaim b'Yom Echad, and you're actually not allowed to even judge two people for death at one time. So you see that whole story was kind of completely extrajudicial, was like a completely once-off circumstances, and you can't learn anything from that story. That story was a unique set of circumstances, and that's never to be repeated. Kaitzah told him, also, how would they hang the person up? Meshakin es hakoreh ba'aretz, they would stick a beam into the ground, they'd push a sink, a beam into the ground, va'eitz yotzu men, and then there would be like a peg coming out of the beam, va'makif shtei yadav zu al gabazu, they would tie the person's hands together, v'soyla os, and hang him from his hands. So they would tie his hands together and hanging up from his hands. Rabbi Yossi Amis says, Rabbi Yossi Akore Muta Ala Koisel. No, they would just lean the beam against a wall, V'sole Ose Kederek Sha Tavachin Oisin, and then hang him like the butchers used to hang an animal, meaning underneath the beam. The person would actually hung underneath the beam. And Matirin Oisom Yad, either way, they would take the person off straight away. They wouldn't, V'imlan, they wouldn't leave the person overnight. If you leave a person overnight, over alav below tasa, you transgress a negative commandment. Shinema, because the verse says, Lo salin nivlasoi ala eitz, ki kavod tikabeni beyomahu, ki klilas Elohim talu. So the verse is in Devarim, Deuteronomy. It says, his body will not remain all night upon the tree, but you will surely bury him the same day, for he that is hanged is a reproach unto God. So they would v'goymer, right? So they would take him down. Klomer mipnei ma'azetaloi mipnei shebeirach es Hashem. Why was the person hung? Because he blessed the name. Blessed is a euphemism. He like cursed Hashem's name. But nimsa shem shema mischalal, and the name of heaven is profaned. So either way, they would take the person down. They would hang him up only for a very short while, and take him down straight away. So all things.